Last night, a short play premiered in Rittenhouse Square. It's a comedy about dying, written by someone who's dying. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on jokes that come out of hospice.
Harry Azoff is 91 years old, and he suffers from renal failure. His kidneys don't function anymore, but he's surprisingly active. He lives by himself in an apartment in Queen Village, his home of 35 years.
Death, I expect it, and when the ugly guy comes to get me, okay, so be it. I had a nice time all my life, had a good life, beautiful wife and nice kids. What else is there?
He has outlived his wife and one of his kids, but he won't outlive kidney failure. He has been in home hospice care for over a year. Most people last about 60 days.
I think for him, the process has been stressful.
That is Morgan Thompson. She's a hospice volunteer who visits Azoff once a week.
The fact that, you know, he has been on hospice for so long, and I know, at least to me, he has questioned, why am I still here? Like, I don't get, like, I'm supposed to be dying, right? Okay, so I'm ready. I'm tired. And then he may bounce back. Sometimes he bounces back right the next visit with, oh, you know, it's cool. I'm almost human today. It's his favorite joke. I'm almost human today.
Thompson and Azoff have together been making jokes about dying for a year, so they co-authored a comedy. Azoff says it does not yet have a name.
There's a little song years ago, and it said, enjoy yourself before it is too late. Enjoy yourself. No. It's a nice little song. So I think maybe I'll call it Enjoy Yourself Before It Is Too Late. Do you remember that song?
Hey, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
It's later than you think. That's it. It's later than you think.
The play, which was performed by a company of actors at the Penn Hospice Center in Rittenhouse Square, is about Azoff's relationship with the hospice staff.
Did you always dream of being a hospice nurse, or did it come to you in a nightmare?
The jokes are broad, mostly one-liners between observations about dying. Azoff isn't expecting to win any awards.
I like things that slipping on a banana peel is not funny anymore, but when I was a kid, oh, you laughed like the Dickens when somebody slipped on a banana peel. Things like that.
Have you ever seen cartoon drawings of the Grim Reaper? How can anyone take that guy seriously?
Harry, that was the deepest joke I've heard in weeks. Are you implying that death is a relief?
I'm not implying anything. It's a statement of the obvious.
And there's the punchline.
Azoff is new to writing. He spent most of his life as a jeweler. After retiring, he took up painting and stained glass. His apartment is decorated with his work. All his life, he has played harmonica. In what time he has left, he also wants to learn to play the mandolin. After being in hospice for a year, Azoff knows that every day is both a gift and a burden.
That's called Let Me Go, Lover. It's an old song. You wouldn't know that song way past your time, but it was a very pretty song. Let Me Go, a heart-wrenching song, just the kind for it fit my personality.
Please turn me loose. What's the use? Let me go. Lover.
Azoff may write a sequel or not. Every day he plays it by ear. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.